I'm joined by Matas Sahail from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Matas, give us the latest on the Euphrates Dam.
Well, since yesterday evening, there's been intense clashes over over the Euphrates Dam, Al-Thawra Dam, and throughout the city, Al-Tabqa, which was rephrased or renamed by the Ba'ath regime, Al-Thawra City. The main security installations have been taken over by the rebel fighters, who consist of mainly al-Nusra forces, the jihadi organization outlawed by the United States. And so far, the main officers of the security services from the city have fled with helicopters to the nearby military airport, Al-Tabqa military airport. The dam is now under the control of the rebel fighters, but the command center is run still by the civilian workers, and the dam is running as it would. This is a massive blow for the regime because this dam is strategically of importance in the region for energy and for the agricultural capabilities of the entire Euphrates River all the way down. It would be a massive blow to the Syrian economy and to Syria's future if this area would be turned into an area or a front for the clashes.
The fact that it's Jabhat al-Nusra, does this yet again reinforce the fact that they seem to be leading the fight at the moment against the Assad regime?
Well, it really depends on the areas of conflict. In Al-Raqqa, they seem to be quite strong, especially in Al-Tabqa. If you look at the map, this area isn't too far away from another al-Nusra stronghold, which is Al-Safira. And it seems that these two areas are under mostly al-Nusra control. What was quite dramatic is the regime's inability to defend the city in any way. There was minimal conflict yesterday. Only one rebel was killed in the clashes, and there's been almost a complete retreat from the city, with the rebels controlling three main neighborhoods. And there's been footage of statues of Hafez al-Assad being burnt in the middle of Al-Tabqa, and footage by the rebels flaunting their control of the dam.
In the past, we've seen rebels gain control of areas, air bases, and then for the regime to re-establish control later on. Do you expect that to happen here too?
You can only predict these things, really. We don't have information about military deployments heading towards Al-Tabqa. There is a nearby military airport, which could be the beginning of an aerial campaign on the city and on the checkpoints taken over yesterday by al-Nusra. The city itself is a very it represents the mosaic of Syrian society. It has a lot of it's a very diverse city, and so far nothing has happened in terms of communal violence, and we hope it stays that way.
But generally speaking, do you find that the Syrian army is retreating from the northeast, focusing on Damascus now?
Well, again, that's up to analysis, really. There's clashes throughout Reef Aleppo and Idlib, the strategic areas for the regime would be Aleppo, Damascus. Homs, to an extent, is now more in the control of the regime than it was before.
And just briefly outline what the source for this information is. We've seen the videos of the seized dam and the toppling of the burning of the statue of Hafez al-Assad. But who's telling you this about the seizing control of the dam?
Well, we have activists throughout the country. In Al-Tabqa, we have civilian activists who witness what's going on in the city. In other places, you have contact with rebel groups who want to bring forth the updates of what's going on in their clashes. Usually, when it comes to casualties, we have contacts with medical and civil doctors and medics who would give us the information and document it quite thoroughly when it comes to name, reason of death, etc.
Okay, Matas, thanks very much for your help.
Thank you.